Good evening. My name is Lu. I'm a grad student from University of Minnesota. So as a plant breeder, there are a set of traits we are looking for to breed for ideal plant. As a wine grape plant breeder, we are aiming at certain acid, sugar balance, aromas. As a wine grape breeder in the Midwest, we are also concerned about whether the grape will survive the winter or not. So we have for example, we have a cultivar called Frontenac. Even though it's very cold hardy, it has unique cherry aroma for wine purposes. It's very susceptible to this insect pest called Phylloxera, as you can see in the gauze it formed on the leaf. So when this happens, it will affect grape yield and sometimes juice quality, which are undesirable. And in an effort to breed to map genetic resistant regions of this disease, this pest, we used a biparental population. And what we observed is that the resistant parent tend to be more hairy, has more trichomes than the susceptible parent, and this. In these images here, you can see the segregation of different types of trichome in the population. So this is ribbon type, and sometimes you have the simple type of trichome. And sometimes you have more dense, different levels of density of the trichome. And then it begs the question of what is the relationship between leaf trichome and the phylloxera resistance? And if it's true that resistance is related to more trichome, does that mean we can select for trichome to breed for a phylloxera resistant variety? And what we found for the answer is yes, there is a phenotypic relationship between leaf trichome and phylloxera resistance. Of course, after I submit this slide, I was pointed out that a t-test is more appropriate than for binary traits rather than Pearson's correlation. So I did a t-test afterwards, and I found out that the presence of simple trichome that's on the abaxial leaf side, so whenever you have that, you have fewer number of galls formed per leaf. And the second part of the results are that genetically, they are not related. So previously, we found a QTL on chromosome 14 for phylloxera resistance. As you can see, there is no QTL found here, while most of the QTL are found on chromosome 1. Yes, thank you.